everybody. What's that funny? We got some special guests in the studio today. This is the BK Podcast. This is Big Clayton and Keisha.
Hello.
And we have some special guests today. Why don't you tell everybody who our guest is?
All right. We have Kendra here.
Hola.
My cousin. And then we have my little sister, Miranda.
All right. So we got some breaking news in the house today. We were just kind of reading over some headlines. And wanted to maybe get everybody's opinion of those. Big news, Katy Perry and Russell Brand. This was came out first thing this morning, and it said at 9:20 a.m. that Katy Perry and Russell Brand have no plan to divorce. But just a few hours later, at 11:26, we find that Russell Brand is filing for divorce. So what do you think, Keish?
Well, I understand this completely because, you know, they were having some troubles and fights over Christmas. And honestly, you know, I think Katy Perry deserves better, to be honest.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think she's talented and stuff, and not downgrading Russell or anything. I just think that, you know, they're not compatible.
Not compatible?
Yeah.
They don't look anything alike.
Yeah, at all.
Do you think couples should look alike?
No, because then it'd be like you were dating your brother or something.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird. What do you think, Kendra? Do you think they look anything alike?
Not at all.
No. Do you think she's prettier than him?
Yeah.
Now, you guys know she sang a song, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It, right?
Yes.
So you're not, like, on this because of that, right?
No.
Okay. So what do you like about her? She's...
Oh, well, personally, I think she's talented, for one, and...
In which ways?
And, like, her singing ability and, like, her show, her, like, you know, what's her thing
showmanship?
Called? Yeah, showmanship. Mm-hmm. Like, because...
She's an entertainer.
Yeah. Because she went all out, you know, with the whole candy theme and everything. I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. It said that, I'm quoting TMZ here, documents filed in L.A., Brand cites irreconcilable differences.
Don't read words you don't know.
That's a big word.
So differences is a word.
Dagum, we just talked about that in our first episode, didn't we? Well, this is our second podcast. We just want to talk about some current headlines, maybe what's going on here in the studio, what's going on in the music business, what's going on at school with Keish, and maybe something with Miranda. What do you have to say, Miranda? That sounded like breaking news to me. I don't know about you. So they're getting divorced because of irreconcilable differences. Now, to me, in my opinion, is a lot of people are using that term a lot. You know, in other words, something probably happened, but the legal term is just irreconcilable differences.
Yeah.
And they got married, what, almost a year ago, October 23rd of 2010. So the good thing is they don't have no kids, because we all know that kids suffer the most in divorce. So, but anyways, it's... just kind of shocking that they started off this morning saying they weren't separating, and then all of a sudden now they are. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, next headline, Lady Gaga's boyfriend, he's all cut up outside the beach house. You girls quit drooling over him.
Oh, my gosh.
Just some kind of muscle man. What do you guys think of Lady Gaga?
Well, I can't say that she is unique.
She's different.
Yeah, she's very different.
You have to be different.
Yeah, to survive in the world of music.
Music.
Pretty weird.
She's pretty weird. Okay, yeah, I kind of agree with it. We haven't heard from Miley Cyrus in a while, but she's back in Hawaii now. Looks like she's on vacation. What do you guys think of her coming out of her Disney stuff and kind of being a big girl now and the way she went about telling everybody she's a big girl? Do you know how she did it? She was, like, busted doing stuff she should have been doing type of thing and just kind of made in controversy.
Well, to be honest, I think it's good that she broke out of her Hannah Montana stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she's getting older and she wants to be, like, her own person. But the way she, you know, did it, I'm sure she could have done it a little better. But she's showing that she's a more mature person.
Cool. And, of course, we can't forget Lindsay. She's not, she's saying, telling everybody she's not going to party no more. We're thinking she's, do you think she's done with rehab? Do you think she's cleaned up now?
Well, you can only hope, but to be honest, I don't know.
You don't know?
No telling.
No telling? It's sad to see how drugs and alcohol can affect, families.
Yeah.
What do you think, Miranda?
Listen up, Miranda.
Does it mess up your life?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should quit drinking, all right? Do you drink water?
Yeah.
Do you like water? No? What do you like to drink the most?
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
And you're 3 years old?
Yeah.
Who gives you Dr. Pepper?
Myself.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of drink, Kendra, what kind of drinks do you like the best?
Water.
Water? Pure water? Or do you like bottled water?
Both.
Both? Cool. Well, I think that should probably wrap us up on our first, our second episode. Keisha, what are you going to call this episode? Celeb gossip? Something like that?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Something like that, just in the news, celebs in the news. Well, everybody, we want to say thank you for coming out and listening again.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll keep you guys posted on all the new news.
The
new news?
The new news.
In the news. Better than being in the nude. This is Big Kaylee. Big. This is Bad Clayton.
And this is Little Keisha.
Till next time. See you guys.